Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. A blend of clouds and some sunshine developing today, high near 58. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low near 35. High of 67 on Wednesday, lots of sunshine. Wednesday night, mainly clear, not quite as cool, low near 43. High of 74 on Thursday, lots of sun. Thursday night, mainly clear, low near 42. Then cooler on Friday, high of 62. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a Kansas felon on new charges after he allegedly led police on a chase through multiple parts of Salina early Sunday at speeds as high as 70 miles per hour. The pursuit ended when the car left the roadway and struck a tree near the intersection of East Cloud Street and Lewis Avenue. The driver, identified as Jesse Ray, 23, of Salina, exited the car and took off running northbound on Lewis Avenue. Police did find him a short time later in the backyard of a residence. When officers searched the car, they allegedly found drug paraphernalia, 67 grams of marijuana and 30.3 grams of methamphetamine. Police in a Kansas suburb of Kansas City are investigating after a man was fatally struck by a train. The Kansas City Star reports that police in Lenexa were called at 8:43 a.m. Monday after a BNSF train struck a pedestrian on the tracks. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. No further information was released. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
On select models, include credits, quantities, and limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
A 21-year-old Kansas lawmaker has been arrested on suspicion of drunken driving, his second arrest in less than a month. The Kansas Highway Patrol says a trooper arrested Aaron Coleman around 1 a.m. Saturday on Interstate 70 near Lawrence and took him into the Douglas County Jail, where he bonded out hours later. Coleman was already out on bond from an October 30th domestic battery arrest following a fight with his brother. The Kansas City, Kansas Democrat has been embroiled in controversy since before he took office after being elected in 2020. His latest arrest prompted fresh calls for his resignation or removal from office. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced Monday afternoon it is continuing to monitor the COVID-19 variant Omicron. KDHE said no confirmed cases had been identified in Kansas or the United States to date. The health department said this variant is new and it's still unknown how transmissible or contagious this variant is. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A garage fire near Denton has caused more than $1 million in damage to several classic cars and motorcycles. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that the fire broke out Saturday in a detached garage. Lancaster County Sheriff Terry Wagner said the 50 by 100-foot garage was fully engulfed in flames by the time deputies arrived. Corvettes from 1956, 1958, 1962, and 1969 were destroyed, along with other vintage cars and four Harley-Davidson motorcycles. The building was a total loss. Authorities say the fire cause was accidental. Police in Lincoln say a 19-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of shooting an older man during what officers believe was a road rage confrontation. Police say 19-year-old Tyler Foster shot a 68-year-old man Sunday afternoon after the man confronted Foster. Investigators say the two argued before Foster pulled a gun and shot the older man. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Ashley Home Store has lots of in-stock furniture, TVs, and appliances ready for immediate pickup or delivery. They have over 700 furniture items in the warehouse, including sectionals, recliners, dinette sets, mattresses, and the Brand Source Appliance Store has a large selection of in-stock name brand dishwashers, refrigerators, ranges, and freezers. While they offer free shipping, they're booked out for several weeks, but you can pick up immediately. Shop locally for your Ashley direct pricing and hometown service. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A grant that would fund over $400,000 toward cost of development of street access to an industrial park site proposed for East Marysville was among 20 projects statewide, sharing $9.4 million through the Kansas Department of Transportation. The site near Subway and Caniquip is being considered for construction of a new jail project, with Marshall County owning just over 6 acres and the adjacent 5 acres owned by Marshall County Partnership for Growth that could be developed as a business park. Ellen Barber with Partnership for Growth met with Marshall County commissioners last week to discuss the recent award of a cost-share grant for the 11th Terrace Access Road extension in the amount of $408,000. In the next 6 to 8 months, the county should receive an agreement from the Kansas Department of Transportation, and once signed, the project may move forward. Marshall County will be financially responsible for 40% local cash match, preliminary engineering and design, right-of-way, utilities, non-participating items, and all costs that exceed the maximum state award. Barber also asked the board to consider using part of the American Rescue Plan funding to develop housing throughout the county. Commissioner Keith Bramhall would like to consider using some of these funds for premium pay for Marshall County employees who worked through the COVID-19 pandemic last year. The deputy county clerk will calculate hours worked and give examples of premium pay based on $2, $4, and $5 an hour increase for all employees who worked March 2020 through March 2021. The board briefly discussed the possibility of closing the doors to the public December 31st. This would be a work day for employees. Historically, the courthouse closes to the public at noon on the 31st, and once balancing is complete, employees are allowed to leave and use vacation time for any remaining hours. This process would still apply if the courthouse were to be closed all day December 31st. No final decision was made. Washington County Commissioners last week continued discussion regarding election worker pay, which is $12.50 per hour, noting that it's adequate, but they did consent to providing lunch in addition for poll workers. Conversation continued regarding pay for temporary workers, who will, as a result, receive an extra dollar per hour on the base rates. It was reported that Washington County's valuation rate rose to nearly $142 million, an increase of some $20 million, resulting in a decline in the mill levy to 58.019 in 2021 from 65.947 mill in 2020. The Nemaha County Sheriff advised the commissioners' meeting last week that Dayton Quint has been hired as a full-time deputy beginning work this week, and commissioners approved hiring a contract tracer for the Public Health Department. The annual Frankfort Giving Day is Tuesday, November 30th, with a 50% match up to $2,500 for each of 32 different funds which will be included. Contributions are encouraged and may be dropped off Tuesday, 7 until 5:30 at the Allstack Gallery downtown, or can be made anytime online Tuesday at frankfortgives.com through midnight. Checks posted Tuesday are also eligible and may be mailed to the Frankfort Community Foundation at Box 286 in Frankfort. Again, Tuesday is the annual Frankfort Giving Day. Patricia Clausen Butcher, age 83, of Greenleaf, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 6, with a vigil service following at 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Patricia Clausenbutcher. Dolores M. Sutton, age 104, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Dolores Sutton. Pat M. Wells, age 70, of rural Odell, passed away Sunday. Memorial service Friday, 2 p.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Wymore. Private family interment of ashes at the Prairie Home Cemetery, rural Diller. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 5, at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Pat Wells. Lyle I. Drogi, age 99, of Pawnee City, passed away November 22nd. A memorial service is planned Saturday, December 4th, 10 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church, Christian Church in Pawnee City, interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 7, at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Lyle Drugge. Charles W. Fleer, age 79, of Greenleaf, passed away Friday. Graveside service Saturday at 3 at the Greenleaf City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Greenleaf, in charge of arrangements for Charles Fleer. Wilmina M. Billy Troxell, age 92, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Private interment at a later date with the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Billy Troxell. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, green beans, and strawberries and bananas. Tomorrow, chicken strips, a biscuit, yams, beets, and applesauce. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. A blend of clouds and some sunshine developing today, high near 58. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low near 35. High of 67 on Wednesday, lots of sunshine. Wednesday night, mainly clear, not quite as cool, low near 43. High of 74 on Thursday, lots of sun. Thursday night, mainly clear, low near 42. And then a cold front works its way in, cooling temperatures for the end of the work week and throughout our weekend, bringing more of a seasonal temperature trend to the area for the weekend. Friday, sunny, high of 62. Will cool to a low near 33. Friday night, mainly clear. Lots of sunshine on Saturday, high near 48. Saturday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 30. On Sunday, lots of sunshine, high near 52. Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 26. High of 48 degrees on Monday. Lots of sunshine. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood on KNDY.
Average high temperature late November 48, record high on this date 75, the average low 27, and the record low 6 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:27, sunset this evening at 5:06. 37 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 30th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
What's the best meal of the day? Breakfast! Who has breakfast all day long? Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro. Come on in for fresh brewed coffee, espresso drinks, the breakfast of the week, and $5, $7, and $9 specials featuring all your favorites, like eggs, hash browns, French toast, sandwiches, and biscuits and gravy. Serving Monday through Saturday starting at 7 a.m. at the Empty Cup in downtown Marysville.
A Monday night nail biter. and several big-name college football coaches on the move. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After failing to convert on fourth and goal and allowing Russell Wilson to lead the Seahawks back down the field for a touchdown, the Washington football team got some late-game luck to reverse their primetime misfortunes.
Wilson, right leg, up and down, takes the snap. Plenty of time, surveying, looks over the middle. That is thrown into the end zone and is picked off!
The call on the team, 980. Kendall Fuller's interception on Seattle's two-point try to tie the game helped Washington escape with its third straight win, 17-15. Baseball hot stove, the Rangers' free agent splurge, continued with the signing of shortstop Corey Seager to an astonishing 10-year, $325 million deal. The Mets bolstered their rotation by signing Max Scherzer to a 3-year, $130 million contract, and the Mariners signed AL Cy Young winner Robbie Ray to a 5-year deal. Despite the college football regular season winding down, the coaching carousel continues to turn. ESPN confirming multiple reports LSU is expected to hire Notre Dame's Brian Kelly as its next football coach. In Los Angeles, USC formally presented Lincoln Riley as their new head coach. Riley, who led Oklahoma to 3 college football playoff appearances and 4 Big 12 conference titles in 5 seasons, said he sympathizes with the desire to make USC a winner again.
The culture will be team first. And we will have a room of great athletes. Yes, they will. But they're going to be people that care about winning championships, winning rings, holding up trophies, raising banners.
Tiger Woods spoke publicly for the first time since his rollover crash in California earlier this year. Speaking to Golf Digest, Woods contemplated what his professional future may look like.
I think something that is realistic is playing the tour one day, never full-time ever again. Pick and choose is an unfortunate reality, but it's my reality.
He is scheduled to hold a formal news conference later today. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
The Axel Eagles are the 2021 eight-man football champions, and we're here to discuss it as we hear from players and coaches all week long on the TVL Spotlight. Then we transition quickly into Twin Valley League basketball starting on Thursday. I'll tell you what you need to know about TVL Hoops, the TVL Spotlight, on the podcast page at KNDYRadio.com.
Looking to work for a stable, family-owned company that's been in business for 58 years? Landall Company in Marysville is hiring for positions ranging from assembly to welding and everything in between. Enhanced wages start at $14.50 up to $20.70 per hour, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits. Start your new year off right. Apply online at Landall.com. Or phone 562-5381.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers, the National Pork Producers and other ag groups, thanking the administration, including the Transportation Department and Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, for extending to February 28th of next year a waiver for commercial truckers from the Federal Hour of Service Regulation. Those hours of service rule limit truckers to 11 hours of driving and 14 consecutive hours of on-duty time in any 24-hour period and requires prescribed rest periods. At the outset of the COVID-19 pandemic in March of 2020, and prompted by folks like the pork producers' efforts to ensure that they could continue to transport hogs, the FMCSA included livestock haulers in the initial emergency declaration that provided an exemption from the hour of service regulation for commercial truckers hauling essential supplies like livestock. The waiver subsequently has expanded to cover delivery of livestock feed. In August, the FMCSA extended the waiver to November 30th. In that extension, the agency also requested that livestock haulers use the waiver report that within 5 days of the end of each month on their portal to the FMCSA. K-State's Department of Ag Economics announcing it has surpassed the $2 million fundraising goal for the Barry Flinchbaugh Chair in Ag Economics. The chair honors Flinchbaugh's contribution to food and ag policy across the state and nation, as well as his contributions as a teacher, mentor, and influencer. Alan Featherstone heads the department and said history records Flinchbaugh's legacy as an influencer and educator in ag policy and economics. He leaves a lasting impact to the department, university, and the agricultural industry. And through this chair, the Flinchbaugh Food and Ag Policy Fellowship Program and the Flinchbaugh Ag Policy Student Scholarship are being established. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Steckline report from our partners over at Cake News.
Well, as we get ready to talk about what's happening in Washington, infrastructure bill, it passed. And we've got a lot of happy people in agriculture. Why? Because the billions that are, and trillions that are in that bill, many of them may end up in our part of the country. Example, that bill provides $548 billion in added funds for infrastructure. Over the next 5 years, $944 billion. Roads, bridges, bridge repair and replacement, $40 billion alone. $66 billion towards passenger and freight trains. Boy, I'll tell you what, as much stuff as we move in agriculture, that could help. Airports, $25 billion there. $17 billion for ports and waterways that we need to get up to snuff, so we can get our stuff, you know, 3 out of 5 bushels of everything we grow goes out of some port. We got to have some help there. $65 billion for power infrastructure. This is a good one. $65 billion for broadband expansion. And boy, do we need that in farm country. $55 billion for drinking water. $50 billion for climate resilience and water infrastructure. And I guess, friends, I could go on and on. But I got to tell you, everybody that we talk to in agriculture is pretty happy with that one. And boy, that's unusual for something coming out of Washington. See you on the next Steckline Report.
That again was the Steckline Report with Larry Steckline with our partners over at Cake News across the state of Kansas, where you can hear that Steckline Report every Tuesday and Friday. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier on a Tuesday morning.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a real estate and farm machinery auction for the Stephen Hazenkamp Trust Saturday, December 4th. Real estate sells at 10:30, household and tools at noon, followed by vehicles and machinery. Sale to be held northwest of Baileyville at 2504 B Road, Axtell. The real estate includes a 7.5-acre parcel with a well-kept 1997 two-bedroom ranch-style home, full basement, half-finished, vinyl siding, metal roof, several outbuildings included on the property. The remainder of the farmland will be sold in several tracts. They will be selling tractors, trucks, a combine, grain and livestock trailers, machinery, a Great Plains no-till grain drill, front loader, rotting mower, UTV, and more. This real estate and farm machinery auction for the Stephen Hazenkamp Trust Saturday begins at 10:30 with the real estate. Household and tools sell at noon, followed by vehicles and machinery. Sale at 2504 B Road, Axtell. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction.
Fraser Fir is America's most popular Christmas tree. We tell you how the rest shake out on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 30th, the 334th day of the year. Actor and singer Mandy Patinkin celebrates a birthday. How does your Christmas tree choice compare with the rest of the world? The National Christmas Tree Association says most of us get ours from a retail lot, while about 20% go straight to a tree farm. Americans are evenly split between live and artificial trees, but among real trees, here are the top choices. Firs rank 1, 2, and 3 on the list. Fraser, Douglas, and Balsam in order. Colorado blue spruce is a close fourth, and Scotch pine rounds out the top five. Shape, color, and needle retention are important criteria in our selection, but most of us say it's that unforgettable Christmas tree fragrance we most pine for. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 37 degrees this morning. Cooler today, still mild though by late November standards, highs near 60.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The last time the Kansas City Chiefs had a week off at this point in the year, they didn't lose again until the next season. There's a lot of reasons to believe this year's team can follow in the footsteps of the 2019 championship bunch. Whether it's the return of several players from injuries to the continued involvement of newcomers, the improvement that was evident before the break to Coach Andy Reid's downright incredible record after a bye, the Chiefs returned to work Monday brimming with optimism about the stretch run they're about to begin. KU football team's defensive line coach Quan Drake and cornerback coach Chivas Jackson have been fired. The move comes 2 days after the Jayhawks finished their first season under Lance Leipold with a competitive loss to bowl-bound West Virginia. Jordan Peterson and Tawu Onatolo were promoted to fill their roles after spending the season as senior analysts. Drake and Jackson were hired at Kansas by former coach Les Miles, then retained when Leipold took over this year. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Twin Valley All-League 8-man football team selections include first-team defensive honors for linemen Philip Dibley of Hanover, Riley Schuneman, Donovan West, Jason Abitz of Onega, and Seth LeClaire of Clifton Clyde. Backs Isaac Detweiler and Brandon Schmelsley of Axtell, T. Cook and Mason Slater of Clifton Clyde. Named second team were Hemet Ginneman and Josh Zarbenicki of Hanover, Owen Strothman of Axtell, Peyton Gerstner of Frankfort, Jaden Otot and Nate Tice of Washington County, Onega's Rylan McGinnis and Zach Fisher, Brock Bergman and Skyler Zeller of Blue Valley, and Trent Long of Clifton Clyde. Offensive first-team picks include lineman Philip Dibley of Hanover, Xavier Brandt of Frankfort, Cooper Clark of Donovan West, Seth LeClaire of Clifton Clyde. Skill positions, Isaac Detweiler and Brandon Schmelsley of Axtell, Hanover's Emmett Ginneman, Jeff Scorney of Clifton Clyde, Trent Spiker, D. West, Zach Fisher of Onega, and second team includes lineman Grant Busing of Axtell, Coy Stom, Washington County, Kansas Dahman of Clifton Clyde, and Race Fisher of Onega. Skill positions, Keegan Dimmler of Hanover, Eli Brockstrom of Axtell, Ethan Armstrong of Frankfort, Ronald McGinnis of Onega, and Clifton Clyde's Trent Long and James Nobert. All TVL selections posted on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our Facebook page.
In a season where everyone is on the go, go give gift cards from CJ Express. Available in $100, $50, $20, and $10 values, they're good in-store for food, drinks, merchandise, and, of course, fuel. It's the perfect way to show someone you appreciate them and what they do. CJ Express gift cards. Available in Marysville and Frankfort.
KNDY.